It has been an important city fixture for decades. Now, a project to bring to life the history of the YMCA in Norfolk is to be put together by the very people the charity helps. Funded by a grant of just over £47,000 from the Heritage Lottery Fund, the Y Heritage Project will focus on researching, capturing and sharing the history of the organisation, which celebrates its 160th anniversary this year. The project will be shaped and led by young people in or using YMCA services and will form the basis of an exhibition exploring the wider social history of the organisation within Norfolk. The funding will help pay for a project coordinator who will support the young people in researching, compiling and displaying the exhibition to be hosted by Norwich Museum Services and other sites across the county. It will cover the YMCA's origins in providing moral activities for young men through to varied responses to emergencies and relief work such as the Great Flood of 1912. Also included will be support during both world wars through to those that were turning points for the YMCA, from providing traditional hostel accommodation to its current work supporting some of the most vulnerable young people in the county. Oral histories will be captured from those who've been involved with or impacted by the work of the YMCA Norfolk, ranging from war memories, summer camps, schoolwork and sporting activities to housing and homelessness, and all be invited to be involved in the project. Tim Sweeting, Chief Executive of YMCA Norfolk, said, "This project will enable us to properly secure an archive and provide resources and an exhibition that can be passed on for future generations, creating a lasting legacy that will remember the past, celebrate today, and reflect the future." So in 1856, Norwich Young Men's Christian Association, founded by a group largely of nonconformists to help apprentices and shop workers and improve the moral and religious life of the city. In 1886, 48 St Giles was bought with the help of Jeremiah James Coleman. The extra space enabled the association to open a junior centre for boys just apprenticed and for the senior Sunday school for scholars. In 1888, a gymnasium was built at the rear of 48 St Giles. In 1912, during the Great Flood, 280 people who had been evacuated were taken in. In 1914, an appeal launched to provide hostel accommodation for young men coming as strangers to Norwich. During the First World War, the YMCA provided places for soldiers to eat, rest and write home. From 1939 to 1945, premises and organisation was turned over to accommodating and feeding troops and providing for their leisure. Mobile canteens organised for daily visits to isolated troops in the countryside, providing tea, donuts, cigarettes and shoelaces. In 1941, a second hostel opened at 56 Bethel Street, including a reading room and small chapel. In 1944, there are 32 YMCA centres in Norfolk and 20 mobile vans, including tea cars, mobile cinema vans and others used for gramophone recitals. In 1962, the first YMCA summer day camps, pioneered by Norwich YMCA, featured a treasure hunt, first aid, camping instruction, gym, rafting, canoeing, archery, carpentry and athletics. In 1968, a grant from the British Council enabled a further growth in accommodation with the purchase of 46 St Giles Street. And the next year, Mr and Mrs Roger Chandler made history as the first couple to spend their honeymoon at Norwich YMCA. And in 2009, Norwich Central YMCA opened, containing 34 purpose-built accommodation units at the Norwich bus station site, and a second 40-unit development is announced.